Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty B.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild and Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out podcast a la carte.
Welcome back to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys. Podcast, where we control the mic. We got our drinks and we are going to toast.
And it's four of us in the building now.
Yes. Yes. Is this the first episode of all of us together?
I think second now.
Second.
Sorry, yeah. Just say it. Don't talk about time.
Oh, shit.
It's all of us.
Yes.
I'm your girl, Pretty V.
B. Simone.
Krista Angelique here.
Brie TAC.
What is Brie TAC?
What you mean?
Like Brie TAC?
My last name?
Her last name.
Italian. TAC.
That's your last name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was initial.
Me too. Oh. So the
TAC.
That's how you say it, but it's T-I-E-S-I.
TAC.
Yep.
Oh, that's cute.
Because we're thinking of TAC. Ooh. Tech.
Oh.
Oh, I like TAC.
Oh, I see now.
TAC.
Oh, I would name my baby that. TAC, come over here.
No, you wouldn't.
TAC?
It's an Italian last name. But TAC
Rivera.
You're going to drive me nuts with that.
TAC Rivera.
And who's the godmom?
Gotta think.
I don't know. Yeah, I have so many close friends. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even
she does.
And you have a lot of close friends, too.
I know the godmom, my baby.
Who?
Megan.
Oh, okay, exactly. I don't have that yet because I have so many close friends.
Yeah, so think about it.
Yeah.
Deep.
Whoever has the most money.
Don't be me.
All right, so we're gonna listen. We're gonna kick the show off.
Jesus, you gotta be straight.
Always do a toast. So, who's gonna do the toast? Brie, you got
girl.
It.
I just walked in.
Okay, let me think.
You gotta get ready.
Oh, you know I hate these moments, guys.
You know,
I love to do it. You to got me, one, okay. Though. Oh, what?
Go ahead.
Oh shit,
I had one, but I'll do mine. Okay. I would do mine at the end.
Mm. Yeah, do mine at the end.
I'll do the roundup toast.
Okay. Shit, I don't know, guys. Toast us. I love y'all.
Yeah.
Aww. Toast to Women of Wild and Out podcast.
Yes.
We got so much coming.
I'm like, so much.
Great. So much in store.
So Sweet much too. In store.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
And I'm going to add to that. I could say this at the end, but I'm gonna say real quick.
Water.
My dad used to always tell me, because I had a conversation with my dad recently. And mm-hmm. I was like, why did you tell me this? Why did you tell me that? He was like, well, I told you, but in a simple way. He was like, anytime you leave the house, I used to always tell you to think.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he would say. He wouldn't have no, don't do this, boy. Da, da, da. He wouldn't, don't drink. Da, da. He would just be like, think. Before you do something, think. Like, basically, your heart and your intuition and yourself will let you know what's right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So just think before you make decisions. Think before you do something. Think before you speak out of character. Just think.
Yep. I think especially in moments of anger.
Yeah.
Because usually those kinds of emotions take you to a place that you don't want to mm-hmm. be at, and mm-hmm. then you do things that you regret, and it's harder to undo than to avoid. So like in Jamaica, it's prevention is better than cure. So you want to prevent rather than trying to figure out and fix it at the end.
Yeah.
And it's dope because think before you sleep with your best friends, you know.
Really?
That escalated very quickly.
You have to think before you lay your back down. On mm-hmm. his twin bed.
Oh,
think.
Oh, girl, don't
before
be
you
on
spread
no twin
your
bed.
Legs. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's I love your daddy for that.
That's the gospel.
That is not what the fuck he was talking about.
That's what he was saying. It's think because if you didn't think about it, then you know
some people think and still do it.
Yeah. So think that's before you sleep with your best friend, homeboy.
Please don't sleep with your best friend's homeboy.
Yeah. Or your ex homeboy.
Yeah.
Your ex best friend homeboy.
Yeah.
What's up, Tariq?
Your ex best friend.
Your ex best friend. So your homegirl.
No, my
ex if I
had
best friend.
And I'm saying if I had an
your ex boyfriend.
Okay.
Best friend.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
But I'm saying I ain't do that. But just letting you know.
No.
Who the fuck is Tariq?
Yeah.
Went to middle school together.
Hope you're doing good.
So today we're gonna do a few topics from the juicy jar.
Well, you know, I mean, I do it.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying.
What's the name of the jar?
This is the juice bar, the Wild and Out juice bar, where we have all these
bar
juicy.
Yeah.
Juice jar.
Well, we have all these scenarios in here, questions, truths in here. So let's pick one up. I like to dig deep.
Dig deep.
Do you believe colorism is a real thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. We can't ignore it. We can't ignore the facts. We're still evolving. We're still growing. The world, when I say we, I mean the world in general. And yes, I do believe colorism is real.
Do you believe it's taught and not?
Absolutely.
Like, just you know, some people think like it's just like, oh, this is how we are.
Yeah.
And don't realize like it stems from a deeper place than 100%
taught.
What were you going to say? Oh, you just it's taught. Yeah. You don't just come out of the womb.
Even when you look at kids and you see stuff, they don't see that.
They have no idea.
Yeah. And it's that innocence. You only know that because it's instilled
it's
in you.
It's something you're hearing.
You see it
yes,
and it's around.
Your skin color, you're this,
you won't just wake up and be like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's honestly crazy, especially coming from Jamaica. So we didn't see colorism. We saw classism. But we didn't care about your skin. As long as in your brain you're smart, like we didn't care what you look like. So I really experienced that when I moved to the U.S.
How old were you when you moved here?
I was 17.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went through my entire life in Jamaica and then coming to see that here, it was just a big eye opener.
Got you. What's your opinion on it, V?
Bobby, go out there and bring me that switch.
What?
Think
about it.
For me,
this girl is just crazy. She is so tired. I know how she gets. It said TT.
Yeah, that T talk.
That time talk.
I mean, like Bree said, it's you don't wake up with hate in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wake up pointing fingers and I'm gonna do this because how you look or the color of your skin.
Yep.
So it's really what's taught in your home or your upbringing. So.
It could be your surroundings, though, because sometimes, you know, especially in a single parent household, the parent isn't present a lot. And so, you know, the kids either at their friend's house or after school activities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you gather a lot and absorb a lot from that type of environment as well.
Your environment in
exactly.
general.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after this Women a Wild and Out podcast.
Hey, Tariq.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Women of Wild and Out podcast where we control the mic. We were talking about some juicy information before, you know, if colorism is real. And, you know, we had a good conversation on it.
A good, simple conversation about
it. Yeah. So we're just going to continue with different topics and just.
Yeah.
And we have this chop jar, the jar of surprises.
The juice jar. That's boring. The juice jar.
But before we pull out another one of the juice jar, I'm actually going to hand it down to y'all.
Okay, perfect.
But Bina has a topic that she wanted to talk about.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Girl.
Bless you.
Bless you.
It's something on you, B. Because I did not come in here sneezing.
You've been sneezing all day.
Okay. So, you know, just, you know, riding in the van, getting our day started in the morning, and, you know, these topics came to my spirit, and I just wanted to talk to my girls about it and just see how y'all, you know, feel about it. But loving yourself first, and I say that because a man can't heal your trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you guys think about that when I say loving yourself first?
I don't even think it has to do with a man. I think it has to do with your mom, your dad, your family, your friends, whether it's a man, whoever. You know, I feel like a lot of people live for other people. Even I'm going to college for my parents. I hate hearing that.
Yeah, me too.
I hate hearing that. What is in your heart, in your spirit? I'm not telling anybody to just drop out of college, but anything you do in your life, if you're doing it for other people, you will never be happy.
Never.
And that comes with self-love. Once you love yourself first, there's certain things you won't put up with. There's certain things you just not going to do. Like my granny, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. She was like, well, come on home. No. I had to leave my family to follow my dreams and put myself first, whether it's your grandmother, your sister, your whatever. So loving yourself first comes with not disappointing, but you know, mm-hmm. no, not living for other people.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing. So like when you love yourself, you actually are able to learn a lot about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things you like, things you don't like. So if somebody comes into your life real quick, you just know, as you said, red flags, you get to show it real quick.
Instantly.
You know yourself. You're like, okay, I put myself in this position or I've learned this about myself. If I do this, I know it's going to end bad. So if you make that decision, anything that comes after that, it's on you. Mm-hmm. So like when you go through that process of loving yourself, I think you also become more peaceful. So when you're peaceful, you're better for other people.
You're better for other people. And if you're not happy or at peace, you're always trying to make other people happy. You're not putting yourself first.
Exactly. Yourself and that energy is just going to spew over into everything that you do and everyone that you contact with.
Yeah. But also if you have patterns, you're attracting the same things. It's easier to recognize for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I go about just saying like this. Like I said before, shout out to my mentor for just, you know, sharing her her experience in this industry. And if she wasn't happy, then she just really felt like she couldn't be happy with just around other people and just for mm-hmm. people, because she had to like give center herself and it's not going good for me and I can't show you the 100% me right now. So I got to close in, which we all do that as humans. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't want to pick up the phone. We don't want to talk because we're not in a good place. And I think loving yourself is like one of my things I'm doing now,
priority.
Like just a priority, loving myself, loving Devonna, Eric Excel, loving Pretty V, loving Vina E, loving the CEO, loving the comedian, like mm-hmm. just loving me and just knowing me all over again. And when I say, can a man heal your trauma? A lot of women, you know, tend to, you know, be comfortable in that because they really feel like, well, I got daddy issues. So I'm gonna run down to John because John showed me how to love, but then John beating you up or John doing this or John doing that or John talking down on you. That's not love. That's actually fear. Mm-hmm. That's actually turmoil. That's depression. That's anxiety.
That's narcissism.
You know, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's manipulating, controlling.
Yeah. And they don't love themselves. And they haven't healed.
It's a projection. Always.
Constant domino effect. Yeah. If you don't heal and break those curses like we talked about before, it's going to happen to the next generation. Mm-hmm. in the next generation of, you know, it's just not gonna stop until you stop in your tracks and heal from your trauma.
I think that it's our responsibility too, like before we have kids, address 100%. These things.
Yeah.
When that baby pops out, you have no time. You have to give yourself to that being,
whatever you are at that
moment. Exactly. Yep. So you have to be real. You have to think twice, maybe five times, and decide, you know, am I at a place in my life where if another human being mirrors my life, mm-hmm. what life that they're going to
like? You're going to like what you're looking at, because mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend that's like, oh girl, she's just like me. I'm like, is that good? Do you like that? Is that bad? I don't know. And she's like, I see things, and she's like, even like hand movements and certain mm-hmm. things she does. And she was like, I really started working on that. You know, she wasn't even conscious of mm-hmm. it, which is crazy.
Because that shit is cute when she's 2. Oh, she just mm-hmm. cussed. And when she's 25, cussing your ass out.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, is what you see when you when you're young. I mean, mm-hmm. I've watched, you know, just being around people that was just abusive and just different things. Mm-hmm. And you just find that to be love. Like, I want a nigga that's aggressive. Like, I want that type of talk. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to put me mm-hmm. in check. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to this guy one day, and my girlfriend was with me, and then he was just so positive. He was just telling me all the things I wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. And I was like this. I was like, I hear you. Da, 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 da. I said, oh, my God, why is he so positive? And she's like, girl, please take your toxic ass out my, my face. Like, girl, like, this person.
That is not
you,
normal.
Right.
The toxicity
yeah. of it. So that's why I was just like, you're right. You know, let me switch some things up, because that's all you know, or that's all mm-hmm. you feel like that's what love is. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you, baby, that's not what love is. Baby. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You're going to have headaches. The migraine pill is going to run out. Mm-hmm. Girl, you're going to be overthinking. How many times you going to go to Barnes & Noble to read about your mind when you can heal it first? And that's by loving yourself. So mm-hmm. that's why I want to tap on, you know, mm-hmm. go on that subject and talk about loving yourself first, that a man cannot heal your trauma. I've never dated a man to heal me. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. Yeah, I probably dated a man to just make sure, like, just love on me for a quick second, but I've never dated him to heal me. I've never dated him to give me something, because I could do it myself, and I've been doing it. So,
definitely.
I think that's great.
Well, I think we should get into another question.
Just say that was a great topic.
Mm-hmm. It was a great topic, I must say.
I love it.
I'm scared of this jar. Dig deep.
I feel like they've been pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for one of those like wild ones.
I got a question that's talking about my bonnet.
Yeah.
Okay. The question of the day. Would you ever date a mama's boy?
Sure would.
So I would. All right. So I read a book and it basically was teaching me about masculine, feminine. So it's not anything about gender. It's more like traits. Yeah. So masculine has like a direction, purpose-driven, protection, providing. Mm. And sometimes, you know, in the household, especially if it's a single household, you get more of one of the, one of the traits. So it just depends on if he's been able to build up his masculinity with a strong femininity around him.
Yeah.
That is the determinant for everything, yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like mama boys are great.
Yeah,
I've had the best experience. I feel like they're so much more loving and compassionate, and they like think and they're more cautious of their actions and they're respectful to women. And just things that you're like, okay, I'm okay. I want you around my family. Or if I had a daughter, I could trust you in that space. Mm-hmm. Like there's such a, I feel like they're so different. Yeah. Mama's boys.
I like mama's boys. I've never dealt with a mama's boy that was overdid it.
Yeah, no,
my
me neither.
All right, now.
You my know, dad is definitely no. mama's boy, but I mean, I got two times of that thing. I mean, it could be very much mama this, mama that, mama this, Shirley this, Shirley that, all that stuff.
Why are you saying Shirley? You said Shirley earlier.
Mama that,
you
mama
say Shirley. That's a common Jamaican name.
Yeah.
Is it?
This.
Shirley,
like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This, that, that. And then it could be one that's like, you know, like, I love my mama down, and, you know, sometimes it'd be aggravating. Mama got to approve of this. Mama got to on a tax form. Mama got to be on the house. But
I haven't
you know,
had that,
mama
no.
gotta be on a tax form. Like, mama this, mama that. What about me? You gotta call your mama because we got an argument? Mm. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, mama this. So it could go both ways now. That's cute, true. But sometimes it's overdoing it. Mama gotta, I gotta check them on. I'm like, my haircut first. Why don't you call me to see a haircut?
But with arguments, do you call your mom? Like, and let her know about the dude?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a difference. Sometimes we get it, and it's just like, when you form a union, and it's you and him, it's you and him.
Period.
Now, if you feel like you got to go outside to get another opinion, cool. But don't have Miss Shirley calling my phone.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't just talk to my husband. Like,
Randy,
this is
I love
me.
You.
This is me and
Shirley May.
This is me and John. Don't call my
John. This John boy.
I'm just running out names.
So what about this, like, group type living? You know, like, village? Because in a village, it's like you have your elders for the advice, for, you know, just guiding you through certain situations, as long as it's not too overdone, right?
I totally believe in a village. But what people don't understand is we not even that close, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I do in this Girl, vicinity, in this...
It affects
nasty.
Us. Nasty.
Anything that I do would affect you in some way.
Her toe, don't worry.
Put your foot up on the
ground. Wait, it was like...
Yeah, it was Cortez.
Dinner table.
I think it was Cortez. In my toe, in my shoe. Someone's biting me. One of them nets.
Nets. She's like...
That bunion brushed up against my nose.
It did not.
Vina, it was right here.
It did not.
Put your foot back up.
Look.
No, it was not. You gotta know what.
It was never like that. It was never like that. It was never right here.
It was like right there.
Thumbs up.
How much you gave me to lick it?
$200.
Girl.
But yeah, everything that you do in a vicinity of people.
It affects you.
100%.
It directly affects you.
100%.
If I do something that pisses Nal off, and Nal is the producer, and he says something to Nick, and now Nick is your boss, it went down a trickle effect, and now it affects Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch out what you do. It takes a village. Just like if Vina talking to a boo, you got your little boo, and he do something, it's going to affect me. Because mm-hmm. I'm one of your close friends. It's going to affect her mood. It's going to affect her, how her day goes. And I'm with her today, so that's going to affect me.
It could even affect me if I, like, cross your path at the wrong time.
Man.
And then I get the wrong impression. Yep. So it's like...
It takes a village. It so does. Everybody affects everybody. And people have to understand that you're not just living for yourself and affecting yourself. You affect everybody around you. So, but I do think it takes a village to raise a child.
It does.
I know. My puppy is not with me right now. And he is at school.
Yes.
And where Peanut at?
Daddy house. I gave him everything's good. I spoke to him this morning.
Oh.
Peanut is so good.
Who is his daddy? I never.
As Rodney. Remember
Rodney? Rodney.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yep. Mm. Personal life. Mm. Do we make time for our personal life?
Mm.
You don't remember Rodney? We went to high school together.
I don't. You got to show me a picture.
Okay. Personal life.
We've been friends, it's crazy.
Personal life?
Do we make time for that?
Well, what's your definition of personal life? Because, like, I feel like as an entrepreneur, your personal and business are kind of intertwined.
Daily. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And especially because most...
Well, do you take time for you?
Because I have to. Self-care is... Yeah. If I'm not taken care of, like, I can't do my best. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think that even though sometimes we think, hey, I could use this 5 minutes to work, but when are you going to take 5 minutes for yourself? Because mm-hmm. if you burn out...
Yeah.
Like that, out. You're replaced.
Yeah.
So you, it's better that you just maintain a consistency, self-love, self-care.
Yeah.
And when you have a whole village on your back, you got to take care of your family, businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to need that time. I just started doing that back last year, November, when I had COVID.
I was
taking care of myself. Like after COVID, like I was like, December, I'm going to figure things out. January came. I was like, I took moments off. Like, the weekends, I don't want to be bothered. If I told my manager, if I can't do it, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. February came, I was like, okay. March came, went to Cancun, but it was work still, but I was still relaxed. Mm-hmm. So to me, I didn't know the importance of mental health, of how deep that word is now. Because when you hear mental health, you hear a straitjacket, suicide.
Yeah.
But
crazy
this, but it's not all about that. Yeah. It could be overthinking. It could be anxiety.
But what do you do for that though? Yeah. Like you work out, you take your meditation, like what is it for you?
I Googled when I had COVID and I said, what do I do when I'm overthinking? How can I relax my mind? Mm-hmm. One, we all know as Christians, I run to the word first, or my mom, since she's my pastor. Mm. But I had to think about it. I said, my mom has she's done her moments in her life. She's a pastor. She who she is. But what about me, the one that has to entertain people, that has to be on 100 every day or make people laugh? Mm-hmm. So I need to figure out a routine. Mm-hmm. During COVID, when it happened back in March, first person I called was Charlamagne, and I said, Charlotte, like, I'm overthinking. I mean, dang, are we going to be out of work? But not knowing, like, once you're tied into other businesses, like, stores that's closing, then you're closed. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to figure out how you're going to make your money.
Yeah.
So what I came up with, I pray, write, and I create. So I used to pray, write my thoughts down, write what I see for myself. Mm-hmm. How can I get these goals done? Mm-hmm. And I create them.
So manifesting.
That's when I found out, hey, I could do all this shit in my house. Mm-hmm. Just because it's over but just because we're on a standstill right now doesn't mean I can't be myself. Mm-hmm. So that's how I started to like get myself together mentally, but also I found a trainer, Pretty Fit Jay, and we was working out, but I fell off because I got so busy again. The world started slowly but surely opening back up.
Yeah.
So the workout does help. Reading does help. Reading, writing, your devotions in the morning. Sometimes I go back to it. Sometimes I just look at something that I wrote down. Shout out to my sis, Kiara Shield, Bold and Beautiful. This is a book. I only read a couple of little pages, but Only the Woman God Made You to Be, like, that helps too, because when you have someone that's been through what you've been through and they can write about it, I think that's dope.
Motivating. Yeah.
So I'm reading me, you know? Yeah, yeah. So that's what helped me and healed me, actually. And I'm still healing, you know? Yeah. We do have long haulers. When you have COVID, I was scared to go to sleep because my chest was hurting. My chest was burning. Like, I had to walk around my neighborhood like 10 times each day. The foods that I was eating, I lost a lot of weight. Girl, I got pictures in my phone. My booty was saggy. Like, it was bad. You know, my homeboy called me and was like, yo, V, you lost a lot of weight. But my skin was so pretty because I was detoxing myself. Mm-hmm. But I was detoxing my life too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was detoxing the things that I was intaking.
Yeah.
Detoxing the friends that I don't talk to anymore. Mm-hmm. And I should hang up the phone with. And why am I having a conversation with you? And you're not even giving me nothing positive.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
or just
things
that I'm not going to deal with. Once I get out the space, God had to sit me down to know me all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I did was pray, writing, and creating, and just working out was the biggest thing for me. And then I slowed down with that because now we're back working, but I have to put that back in my routine.
Facts.
Because it's helpful.
Working out has saved my life recently.
Yeah, yeah. And B. Simone she done got a whole brand off B. Simone Fit.
It's more than, I always say, it's in my captions and on the B. Simone Fit page, because you know, you understand body shaming when you try to change your body. Why you ain't skinny yet? Why you, you've been working out for 3 months? The mind. It's about your mind.
It is.
Discipline, consistency. Yep. Once you master those things, commitment.
Yes.
If you can't control what you're putting into your mouth, to me, that's a problem. I'm still struggling with that. Overeating, binge eating, indulging in unhealthy food. Once you control your mind and you master that, the body will follow.
100%.
I'm not worried about changing my body overnight. I'm worried about
being consistent and diligent in a routine that I haven't done for 30 years. Mm-hmm. So slowly changing, I think fitness has changed my life tremendously. Yeah. Tremendously.
I used to be a little chubby.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely overeating too much. And, you overeating. Know, in Jamaica, there's like no stop. Oh, you hungry? Yeah, okay, come.
How it's grandma, that cultural stuff. Grandma, and when you don't eat, it's disrespectful.
At grandma's house?
I am full. About to throw up.
It's disrespectful if you don't take food from my grandma. It's like, she'll cook just randomly hoping people come over so she can feed you. Yeah. And then if you don't take it, she's like, oh, you want a to-go plate? I could put it in the container. You could take it and you can have it later. Mm. It's like, yeah, okay, no problem.
Let me just take
that. Love language. Yeah.
I was a size 8 in college. I mean, we think it was the freshman, like 15.
What do you know?
I'm a size 4.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd do anything to be an 8.
I was a size 4. What size you be?
I mean, it fluctuates weekly.
Okay.
1 week, if I eat healthy, I'm super slim and just things are just sliding up. The next week, if I'm running around tripping, is, you know.
So, Brie, what do you do?
Oh, I'm obsessed with working out.
Yeah.
Really? How often do you work
out?
Well,
I mean,
day.
Her body, can you just show your abs body so quick?
Yeah,
your body.
Yeah. But do you have a good diet too?
I do, but I've noticed that I feel sick when I eat bad. Like I grew up, my mom's a nutritionist, my dad is an athlete, so like I grew up super healthy. And for me, I honestly feel like shit when I start eating like that or drinking or like partying. But like the working out is the number one thing for my mental.
Yeah,
I notice
your mind.
Huge
I cry
difference.
In my workouts a lot.
Well, yeah,
you cry in your workouts.
That's literally, release. I connect that workout with shit I'm going through in my life.
Oh, okay,
I cry. Release. I'm like, if I can make it through this, I can make it through everything else.
Yeah. Girl,
pushing through,
sure.
You know, 5 more sets. Like that's, I relate that to so much in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I did that too. When shout out to Pretty Fit Jay. She's so dope. We worked out like 7 o'clock in the morning. She was like, I'm gonna do this for you because you want change and you want this to be your routine. Mm-hmm. And I wanna see you win and I understand you, so you need to do it. So I was like, okay, Jay, I'm gonna get up. So we was doing, we was laying down, Brie and B, y'all could probably relate, or Crystal. Like we were laying down and what's the thing called? You had to put your legs in it and you lift your leg up.
It's like a machine.
The TRX
or
the machine.
Yeah,
we go like this.
Yeah. Is it
the
leg extension?
The leg extension. And I was like, oh my, but she put mad weights on me. Mm. She's like, you better lift up this 70. I'm like, yeah, bitch, hold on for a second.
My day one.
I'm like, day one.
But that's when you build.
Yeah.
You
feel like she was like, you could do it. She said, you could do it. And I was thinking about everything that every person that tried to say, I ain't going to do shit, do this, all that stuff. I was like, I could do it. I could do it. So I could relate to that because I was saying in my mind, I could do it. I could do it. And then when I was like, okay, one more thing. She said, she tapped me. She said, get up. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
So that's how it is with training, though. They're like, you ain't going to push through this. You're going to give up when wilding out get hard.
Yeah.
You're going to give up when you got to push that baby out. Exactly. You're going to give up when there's turmoil in your relationship. Mm-hmm. And then you're not giving up on this. So fitness correlates so much with 100%. Mental health in your everyday life.
Yeah.
And that's why they had it on Google.
Yeah.
Workout, exercise.
Really?
They had it on Google. It was
number one, to
make sure your mental is good and you balance.
But it's
please work out.
You release all these endorphins. Yeah. Like people don't understand that this is like a real thing that we go through.
Yeah.
And they're like,
your body is a machine.
I just feel good. No, you're really releasing endorphins. Yeah. Like this is what helps so much with depression.
Boost your confidence. All that stuff.
And DC spoke about that on stage yesterday. We talked about the mind and everything. Just how that's the whole computer.
Mm-hmm.
We remember everything.
Yep.
We recite it back in our head. Mm-hmm. When the brain, mind say go this way, we say go this way. The brain like, go right. It's good over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
for me, I definitely give a lot of my balance to nature.
I love that.
Yeah. So like in the mornings, I have a lot of plants. So I wake up early and I take care of my plants. It helps me to like, because you know, sometimes you wake up early in the morning. First thing you do is go into your
phone.
Then you start listening to music. Then you start doing all of that stuff. I start my day focusing on like nature, balancing, grounding myself so that I can attack the day like how I need to.
Start how you, or finish how you start.
Well, I'm straight.
Well, how do you start your day and what is your routine and how are you going to balance
your life?
Your life.
This is the Women Wild Now podcast and we'll be right back after this break.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, where we control the mic. We're going to get into some, what is it? Love, fuck, kill?
Yeah. Are we getting into? But Carlos Changey said.
That's what he said.
He said, no, fuck Mary, suck my dick.
That's what he said.
No, fuck
that's what
Mary,
he said.
Kill.
Suck my pee. I hate that word, D-I-C-K. It just sounds
I hate
so
the word. Why?
Ah!
Oh.
I hate the word P-U-S-S-Y. I hate the word D-I-C-K. I just
so what you
so
use,
raunchy.
Vagina and penis?
Yeah, like pee-pee, little pee-pee. Pee-pee.
So what's about buddy?
Wee-wee.
I could say buddy.
What's but buddy?
How's your man
so
feel when you say
like pee-pee. In Jamaica when we're referring to a man's penis, it's a buddy.
Mm. Huh? Yeah, and it would say but the pum-pum, we say what? The
pum-pum.
Pum-pum. Wow. Or what's the other word for pum-pum now? It's another word, the cat.
The kitty cat.
Yeah.
The nookie.
Yeah.
The ookie.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, it's again the nookie.
That sound like a song.
Yeah.
Eat it
that
like
one girl,
cookie.
That rapper girl that be on the Shade Room a lot. I follow her
Shansia.
Now. I like her. She's Jamaican.
Shansia. I love her.
Yeah,
like, actually,
she's
like,
dope.
Obsessed.
She's so fucking
she's
good.
Dope. And she's
okay,
beautiful.
So we're going to do fuck, marry, kill.
I don't know that.
Fuck,
so who would
you name
have?
Three people. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Oh, okay.
So Denzel.
Wait. Oh. Damn. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Denzel Washington, back in the Malcolm X days. T.I. and Ice Cube. No, not Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Lil Durk.
Is that the
kill.
Fuck one?
Okay, so which one would you
fuck, marry, kill? Denzel,
no, you
T.I.
next.
And...
She not looking at me.
Okay,
start
who?
That Brie. We go
yeah,
on
Brie.
Denzel, T.I. and Ice Cube.
I think I would marry. Huh?
The tap-in.
Oh, sorry. Oops. I think I would marry Denzel.
Oof.
I would fuck T.I. and kill... Who's it, Ice Cube?
Yeah. He is so cute to me.
Really?
What? Ice Cube?
Yeah, he's cute. Yay. Fucking naked.
Okay.
When he said, you come back to my show, I was like, I'll be here. Then COVID happened.
Well, when you come, they'll invite me.
Well, you know they're going to invite you.
All right. I think the number... Denzel for the fuck. Mary, as far as like how I've seen the whole family, I would say Will Smith.
That was not even an option.
Yeah. I'm just saying, and then
that was not an option. I'm you just, cannot do that.
Kill.
It's T.I.
Oh,
you
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
I just and making I told up men. You, I didn't even know this game.
The three men I listed.
Okay, three men you
she
listed.
She said Will Smith.
Yeah. Okay.
And Jesus Christ would be my husband.
Okay, so it's, you said Denzel
Washington,
mm-hmm.
T.I., Ice Cube, fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, so Denzel, T.I., and Ice Cube in that order.
Denzel, fuck,
T.I., and Ice Cube.
Marry, T.I., kill, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's okay, killing
yeah.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
What's yours? Because you're going to you.
No, whoever asked, I got to do it.
Oh,
no? That's not how the game played, baby.
But that's my rules. I went first. Fuck, marry, kill.
I would definitely. I would marry Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
I would have sex. I don't like the word F. Ice Cube, and I would kill Tia.
That's mine too.
Mm.
I'm thinking about it. Like when you're married, you have sex. So I should have probably thought about that. So
hey, here's mine.
So. The longevity.
Here's mine. So, have sex with...
Wait, what?
I'm not saying F, marry, kill. I'm not saying the F word.
Oh, gosh.
I may just say, okay, I'll just say F word. F,
Wait, you don't list...
Are you I'm saying LeBron James.
Okay.
Trey Songz.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Harvey.
That is so hard.
Is it?
Like,
I love Steve.
No. I'm just saying. You
okay.
Kill Steve.
Yeah.
Marry LeBron James. I'm so sorry, Savannah. You follow me. I love you so much. But out of these three, he seems like the most. Because I would not marry Trey, nor would I marry Steve.
Yeah.
And I would just do it to Trey.
Yeah.
I love you, Savannah. This is hypothetical.
Yeah.
What you think, Brie?
I would sleep with Trey Songz. I would marry LeBron.
Yeah, and kill not, Steve.
No Steve yeah, for me. Spy. I'm killing Steve. Sorry.
Now, what about you?
No, because I asked the question.
But that's not how the game goes.
Yeah, it does. No, go ahead, Brie.
I just did, girl.
No, I'm saying is you make up the names now.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we're out.
Okay, yeah, we are.
Best time. That was good. Yeah. Let's wrap up game.
Okay. Coming.
T-Talk. Get tired.
T-Talk.
Like, what about you, Niall? Like, no.
Yeah.
Well, you already know what time it is. It is the Woman of Wildin' Out. What the? Blah. Well, you already know what time it is. It's the Woman of Wildin' Out podcast, and I'm your girl, Pretty V.
Be Simone.
Crystal Angelique here.
Brie TAC. This is Roll Call.
And here's another.
Roll Call.
Here's my another name is uncut real.
TAC.
And what's the quote?
Hey.
Because you're going to do it too.
The quote is.
Unity.
Unity.
That's a unity.
Because I think, like, as we spoke about earlier, you know, it takes a village, and that has to do with unity and
stronger together.
Exactly. Yeah. I believe no man is an island. Like, as much as you are a provider, you can't do it by yourself.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Beautiful. Yeah. Unity.
UNITY. Who is that? Queen Latifah.
No idea.
There you go.
Fresh girl. I always got a script.
All right, we out.
Yep.
We out.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.